Buffalo meat was supposed to be the next big thing in the livestock market, but it hasn't quite caught on. A sour economy and little demand for the rich meat are making life hard for many buffalo ranchers. The price for buffalo meat is now so low that some ranchers are opening their buffalo herds to hunters willing to pay for the chance to stalk the enormous animals. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Vance Hopp keeps part of his family's buffalo herd on a square-mile tract of land, bordered by dusty gravel roads that stretch for miles across the plains of Kansas. Hopp has three kids in college and already works full-time at a factory to help make ends meet. He says he'd lose money if he were to sell his herd of buffalo at a livestock market.
The live price for selling them has went down to where you just can't make a profit at it. It costs you as much to grass one of these buffalo cows for the year as much as a calf's worth at a year old now.
Some buffalo prices have dropped by as much as half over the past couple of years. And over a four-year stretch, prices for buffalo calves in particular dropped from nearly $3,000 a head to around $500. One reason is that supply greatly outmatched demand for buffalo. Now, ranchers like Hopp bear the cost of feeding the animals, as pasture grass runs low due to severe drought. They say the best way to make money on their buffalo is to allow hunters to shoot them.
Try to go down this way and get up on top of this hill, around that hill, and give us close enough to get a 100-yard shot, maybe.
On this cold and windy January day, Danny Ewing and Larry Mitchell, two factory workers from Hutchinson, Kansas, paid Hopp $750 to slough through snow-covered tall grass and hunt a buffalo bull. Bulls like the one in these hunters' sights can't be sold at auction, mainly because they're too ornery to be transported and penned up. Danny Ewing says he's traveled the entire country to hunt wild game and has always wanted to hunt buffalo. Even though a fence borders Hopp's 640 acres of rolling Kansas prairie, Ewing says stalking the buffalo is more of a challenge than it sounds.
One thing, you got a lot of wide open ground right here. A buffalo has got a mind of his own. He's not domestic as a cow like people think. You don't tame a buffalo like you do a cow anyway, because they got a mind of their own. They do what they want anyway.
The hunters hike up to a windy, exposed hilltop with their two sons in tow.
About 200 yards. I hit him. Got him again.
These shots aren't enough to bring down the 1,100-pound buffalo, and the animal begins to run. While the hunters and their sons chase their prey over windy ridgetops and across rocky creek beds for nearly a mile, Vance Hopp heads back to his pickup truck to try and find the buffalo before it breaks through his fences or suffers any longer. He says the hunters today are experienced, but that isn't always the case.
And you don't know when somebody comes here whether they're an actual hunter or just talk a good story. We had one guy here come with some guys from Ottawa, and he had one of these, which is about as powerful a rifle as you get, you know, in this type of the country. He ended up shooting him four times. He didn't know what he was doing.
And that's one challenge Hopp and other ranchers who allow hunting face. Because the hunts are on private property, state hunting laws don't apply. That allows hunters the chance to use anything from rifles to bows and arrows in stalking their prey. Temple Grandin is an assistant professor of animal science at Colorado State University who researches humane slaughter techniques. She says putting buffalo down in the field is the most humane way of harvesting the meat. The problem, Grandin says, is who kills the animal.
So if you have good hunters that are really good shots do it, it'd be a very humane way. But if you just have Joe Public come out that just blasts away and maybe hits him in the foot, that's not responsible.
Hopp and other ranchers say they're doing all they can to ensure the buffalo are chased and killed humanely by experienced hunters. Buffalo hunting has been discouraged since the animals were killed almost to extinction in the 1800s. But now they're raised as a commodity, and ranchers say that with prices at an all-time low, they have little choice but to allow hunters to cull their herds until the market for buffalo meat rebounds. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth on the Hopp Ranch near Marquette, Kansas.
You'll find photos of the buffalo hunt in Kansas on our website, npr.org.